forget to turn on the light. Don't lap it, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenak, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's applied for regiment. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and asked to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. I gotta figure out the headphones here. I can't hear myself. I hear the music coming through them, but I don't hear myself. Kristen said something was going on with them. I'll have to reach out to Ops. For 91.5 WMFO in Medford, it is a crash course for the Raver Show.
I plug this in somewhere else. It's really bugging me.
Hello. That's a wire. If I pull on it like this, I can hear myself. So we're a crash course for the Ravers. I'm here till 3 o'clock. Playing deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, if we like them, at 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. And I'm here alone. I'm just talking to myself. No. I don't know if she likes to be introduced, but my beautiful chauffeur is here. I'm not sure if it's his birthday, but I heard he's having a birthday bash tonight. Red Bones, I believe. Happy birthday, Bootleg Dan. Call in if you like. With requests, 855-915-9636. And it's also, he shares a birthday with Frank Black. I don't know if today is his birthday, but tonight's his party. But, Dan, that is. It is Frank Black's birthday of the Pixies. And, yes, that calls for a Pixies block for sure. We'll start off with some solo Frank Black, do some Frank Black and the Catholics, and of course some Pixies. With WMFO! I'll try that again. With WMFO!
Dance in the bed, I can't dance.
I want to start that from the beginning. You can tell I just walked in, can't you? Let's try that again. Frank Black, happy birthday.
I met a man. He was a good man. Sailing and shoring, dancing the bed I can't down, making me foreign. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
was a good man, sailing and shoring. You got a Betatron man, talking that foreign. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Touch me now. there is not enough. Let me tell you about Jen. She's the queen of love. She's the queen of love. Yes, she is the bane of even up wherever she goes in the rain.
You are the only one, and that's just what. One, two, three. I turn you on the roof. Face at me. Your tears rolling.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Couple technical difficulties. I should have told the ops guy when he was in here. Hey, Charlie, the headphones are messed up. Hey, that's a CD. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, where we are celebrating Frank Black, Black Francis, if you will, leader of the Pixies. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Frank Black. He might even be listening. I think they might have been guests on this station from long ago, but nothing. Nothing is archived. Actually, yeah, we do have archives for 2 weeks at WMFO.org if you want to hear my shows from the last couple of weeks. Well, we will celebrate a bit more. I have a Pixies interview for you. Check it out right here on WMFO.
I'm glad someone's paying attention because I'm not. Anyway, the Pixies are here and they just played, as a matter of fact. Now they're in the studio. Maybe you want to tell who you are and each individually your names, instruments you play, and erotic hobbies.
My name is Mrs. John Murphy, and I played the bass, and pass.
You're married, that's an erotic hobby.
I'm married. Thank you, Charles.
That's full time.
I'm Dave Lovering, and I'm the drummer for the Pixies.
Dave.
I'm Joe Santiago, I'm the guitar player for the Pixies. Erotic hobby, lifting furniture.
I was doing that earlier, that's one of my favorites, too.
Charles, I think.
Well, my name is Charles Thompson, and I'm the singer and the rhythm guitar player in the Pixies. I just got a girlfriend about a week ago.
Everybody around him.
All right.
Where are you guys from, or all of you?
Separately? I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
So this is kind of a long trip, huh?
Right now, I'm living in Charlestown, though. Okay.
And I guess you guys are from the Burlington or
Boston? I'm from Burlington. Dave.
Dave the drummer.
And so you're from all over the place. How'd you meet? What's the deal? How'd this band get together?
I came here to go to school from Los Angeles, and I met Joe here. He was my roommate in freshman year.
Where'd you go to school?
Joe's from the Philippines. He came here.
The mafia.
Yeah, that's where the Spanish comes from.
Then.
And how we met. Oh.
Yeah, how did you...
Well, Joe and I were buddies. Went to University of Mass, and we dropped out of school, and we started a band. And then we put an ad in the Phoenix, the Boston Phoenix, and Kim was the only one that answered our ad. So, for a bass player, for a woman bass player.
Actually, it was erotic hobbies, I think.
That was the clincher.
Like really touchy question.
They found me at a Menudo concert. I'm one of Menudo's number one fans.
David, the drummer, is a friend of my husband, so we kind of...
Oh, yes. Fellow workmates, you might say.
So do you all do this full-time, or is this the only thing in your lives, basically? Or?
Well, in theory, or what's the... philosophy.
In our lives, philosophy,
definitely.
So
but
this is where it's going.
All counts.
Yeah, Boston rockers need to have day jobs, unfortunately.
Yeah.
To support our habits.
So do Lowell DJs, but anyway, to go on, you guys seem like, you know, I was watching through the glass here that you guys are having a lot of fun when you're playing. It just looks like you're really enjoying
it. It's really not that much fun.
I've watched a lot of bands play, and a lot of them just come in here and they grind out their music because it's a Monday night. You guys are laughing and enjoying yourselves. Who writes most of the songs anyway?
Charles.
He writes the songs.
He writes all of them.
Ooh. Oh, we have a visitor.
We got a puppy dog in here. That's Sonia the Wonder Dog. She comes on with the next DJ. She'll ask any questions that she feels.
Right, how do you make her bark?
Paw.
She won't bark, not on command. We've been trying. We have her on tape, though. Anyway, to get back to you guys, which is the whole point of the interview, you write most of the songs, and then you just kind of wing
it,
I guess?
Charles writes them.
I write, yeah.
You collaborate and turn them out. Do you have any songs on tape or anything?
Yeah, we have...
I'm Amazed and Down to the Well.
Yeah, those are the ones that are getting airplay.
It's getting airplay at WKXL
Can we mention other radio stations?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
WMBR.
Don't bleep it out, though.
Oh, well, are they going to bleep
no,
this?
No, no, no,
I better
no,
say
no.
it many times.
We're it's college radio. We don't do that thing. It's all one big happy family. But if people want to catch any, are you guys planning to do any serious studio work and churn something out?
Yeah.
Jason?
January is the studio month.
It's in the
probably A&M Records or something. No problem.
All right, so people can see it at the Batcave East and then at Green Street Station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're looking at, they can request stuff just at just about any radio station worth
FNX
its weight.
FNX and BCN.
So call.
That's right. All
right. Yeah, we know. Well, we have it, so people can call in, I guess, now.
Oh, and if you guys like to travel, we'll be in Worcester and Portland, Maine, coming up also.
What's your name, George? No, that's George.
No, I'm Dave.
You're Dave. You're Dave. George.
No George.
There's no George.
Harry, Dick, Tom, Sam.
I don't know where I am. It must be another band.
No,
someplace.
I'm George.
George, okay. All right, so you're going to be at the Batcave. January is the...
New Year's
Green
Eve.
Street. Green Street. 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 Yeah, I was passing by this
Do
stuff.
You take notes?
I'm sorry. Huh? No, I don't. Huh? I just wing this stuff. So you're playing at Green Street Station.
New Year's
on
Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Hey, I'll handle this.
All right, take
part
over. Take over.
The Batcave, the 20th. That's this Saturday if you don't have a calendar, okay? Green Street Station, New Year's Eve. We're playing the first show, so if you got better things to do, you can see us and then leave. As
and
we
Centrum.
Will do. Oh, yeah, the Worcester Centrum, May 23rd. Right, right after, everyone's out of finals.
Right.
We're putting
you can't
out
get any tickets. A&M it's sold out. Yeah. So.
That's right. That's right.
The Who Revival is opening up for us.
And then you're going to go in, and then you're going to go into the studio, and we'll see what happens with it then.
That's right.
So good. I want to thank you people for all coming down.
Well, thank you very much.
Playing. It was wonderful. I can go back and study.
Yes.
And happy holidays.
Pixies. Good luck.
Oh, Raptors gag. Come on.
We don't give a Raptors gag me? Is that final?
Okay, but wait a second. We got something on the turntable. The Pixies' favorite song is this.
No,
it?
One of them maybe, but not the. I mean, I don't know if I could like do that. You know,
okay.
This
is it was favorite. A request from the.
It's
Pixies.
A real music song as opposed to bar chord music, which and we play.
Let's see. It's Captain Beefheart and what's the name of the song? Just Grow Fins. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, that wraps it up for the Fallout Shelter. B will be up in just a little while. Right now, here's a request.
Try this trick. people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I like all the different people. I like sticky everywhere. Look around, you bet I'll be there. Hot metal in the sun, pony in the air. Sioux Saints at the fair. Saints alive are saying.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think I lost my list of songs. Oh, damn. I'll have to figure that out in a second. We started the show with Pixies and Frank Black for Frank Black's birthday. Had some Breeders in there, some Captain Beefheart, Ramones Block. That was just Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, or Bitsburg. Hey, good news. June 1st, I believe, is the date. I don't think it's set in stone, but I think it's going to be June 1st this year. Is WMFO's live day, where we have local live artists play all day long here. And this year, the 1 o'clock hour, where I'm usually sitting here, we're going to have Peter Montgomery, one of my favorite local artists. Known him since I was a kid. Here's some of his solo work here. We'll play some Irresponsibles in a little bit featuring Peter. It's Baby Sunshine on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey, baby sunshine. Hey, baby sunshine. Darken up our days. Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every way.
It's the 46th Friday night. You've been with someone else, and now I'm wrapped so tight. It's hard living with myself. Do you really think you're happier now? 'Cause I totally can't see how. You've been a mess since you were 10, and you're worse for the wear right now. And you don't give a damn what the children think, as long as you can play. Been doing what you want since you were 15, thinking everything's okay, but it's not. And either are you. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you blacken out your rays? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you darken up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, broke our hearts in every. Myself, and now I'm so tight, trying to get with someone else. Would you really have to chuck me out of a world I've built, no doubt? Now you're living in a house of cards, 'cause that's what you're all about. And I knew from the start you would run me through, but the heart don't talk to the brain. And I don't give a damn what your people say, they're gypsies and insane. So are you. Now us two. Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you lighten up our days? Hey, baby sunshine, why'd you throw it all away? Hey, baby sunshine, made us vanish to the haze. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby sunshine.
I guess you'd like to kiss the lips of any.